Orlando Democratic Senator Darren Soto says his bill is named after 21-year-old Chloe Arenas.
A UCF student who unfortunately passed this past summer in a water body that was adjacent to one of our state roads.
Soto says if there had been a guardrail or a roadside barrier in place, Arenas' life may have been saved. That's why he says his bill is crucial.
It would require the Florida Department of Transportation to erect barriers along bodies of water on state roads where death has occurred due to drowning between July 1st, 2006 and July 1st, 2016. They'll also be submitting a report to the President of the Senate and Speaker of the House with any necessary changes to the state laws and department rules.
The new law takes effect July 1st. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.